Evan.
Once upon a time, there was a basket full of apples. And that basket's name
was Basket Case.
Hmm. Was.
I feel like a case of baskets.
Josiah. Josiah the Apple Basket. And Josiah, I liked being an apple basket. He sat right out front at a hotel, and people would pull apples out of him, and Josiah felt...
Wait, you see the apple basket, or the like the whole thing with the apples, or like pull off his boob would be one apple.
No, he's a basket, and he's full of apples.
Okay.
And he likes being a basket full of apples, because he's been in a basket full of apples for as long as he can remember. Probably his whole life.
Yeah, probably.
And he liked that he was giving people a healthy snack to keep them going. He liked that
they were hungry.
The apples that he was offering were free. So it was a nice gift that the hotel was giving to its patrons. He was just happy. He was super happy being an apple basket. And he was an apple basket for years and years and years. Until one day, the hotel changed ownership. Someone else bought the hotel. And as Josiah was empty, the new manager did not fill Josiah.
What did he put in there?
So Josiah just sat there on the counter empty.
Put pears or something.
At least put pears, Josiah thought. Or bananas.
Pears.
Oranges are maybe a little silly. They're too much work.
Grapes.
Grapes. But anyways, why not just apples? Josiah's an apple basket. So he thought, please somebody put apples in me. But unfortunately what happened, because he was just sitting there empty, people started just throwing junk at him. They would throw like a notepad, or sometimes if a customer got a receipt from the counter, they would crumple it up and throw it in Josiah.
What are you doing up there?
The person at the desk threw a pen in there. Josiah just lost track of how all these things happened, but eventually he had a paperclip, 7 thumbtacks, 3 business cards, and a cat toy.
A cat toy?
And it just sat there gathering dust. Oh, Josiah felt horrible. Like, I'm useless. I'm almost like a garbage bin.
Listen to my new stuffy I got at Nana's yard sale.
Oh, wow. I'm not familiar with that language. Anyways, Josiah felt horrible. He's like, I'm useless. I'm the worst. I can't even...
Are you familiar with
make people guy? Happy or keep them healthy? What are these gibberish balls?
She said, you know, you're my sweetheart. Okay. Okay, I'm putting her down, but you're hurting my arm.
Sorry.
Where's
So, yeah, Josiah felt terrible about himself. He was like, I'm useless, I'm just a stupid basket full of junk, and no one even needs me if I wasn't here. The stuff would go in the garbage. People are not healthy because of me. People aren't happy because of me. I am a crap basket.
Wait, Daddy, I was just looking over here. Is it just me, or does this look like there's a rainbow?
Yeah, a little bit. Come back this way. There is not a rainbow. There won't be. You need a sun for a rainbow.
There is sun.
Okay, so... Anyways, he was grumping and groaning. And the pencil holder heard him. And of course, the pencil holder still had pencils in it.
Yeah.
The pencil holder was still doing his job. I said to Josiah, I said, what's your problem, buddy?
Daddy, he's grumping.
And Josiah said, I'm terrible. I'm useless. I don't do anybody any good anymore. And the pencil holder said, yeah, but that doesn't make you a bad basket. You're still a good basket full of bad things. You understand? And he said, easy for you to say you're still full of pencils. I said, yeah, but if I was full of
No, that doesn't make sense.
Pen and a paperclip and 6 thumbtack tacks and a
eraser,
crumpled receipt, and what else was it? A cat toy. Are you saying that I would then be a useless piece of junk? I said, no. I mean, no. You're good. You're good at what you do. You hold things really well. So exactly. So are you. You're just not being utilized right now. Does not make you a bad basket. You still hold things.
It makes
things.
Whoever put that in you is a bad person.
Yeah, well, they're just not using him to his the best of his ability. Anyways, Josiah felt a little better about that. He's like, yeah, not a bad basket. I'm just... holding some bad stuff.
What do you keep doing?
But then the stuff, there's just little scratches on your back.
Oh.
And he said, but then the stuff is like, what? Why are we bad stuff? The crumpled receipt said, I told somebody how much something cost them. The fact that they don't need me anymore doesn't make me a bad receipt. I did my job. And the paperclip said, yeah, I'm ready to hold a piece of paper, two pieces of paper together, no problem. I could even do, like, maybe 8 pieces of paper.
20.
Yeah. And Josiah said, oh, I didn't mean to upset you guys. Yeah, we're just not as good as apples. Well, I just, you know, I worked well with apples for many years. But I'm sure we can work well together. So they started talking, and they worked out a plan for how they could be useful. And because Josiah realized that all of his self-worth was tied to how useful he was. So they decided that all they needed to do was arrange themselves in a more organized manner in sections. And they would consider themselves useful. So, there was the pen and the pad of paper got together. The paper clip got right beside them. Crumpled up newspaper crumpled up receipt and cat toy. They went in another side of the basket. And, what were they? Thumbtacks?
Thumbtacks 6.
Yeah, thumbtacks lined up and kind of did like dotted lines poked into Josiah so they could divide the different sections. Looked pretty good. Josiah was starting to think this might just work. Sure enough, people came by and put another notepad with the notepads and another pen with the pens. Crumpled up another receipt and put it with the receipts. And used one of the paper clips and then put a couple new ones back in. Turns out, just being organized and being good at whatever it is is asked of you. Worked really well, and people used him, and Josiah felt good again. He even liked that he had these new people to work with. They were very different from the apples. The apples were all the same, but these guys had very different offerings, and Josiah liked that. It was a new life for Josiah, and he was pretty excited about it. The